We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Fourth and final quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here. Shifting our focus to the national level, the college football playoff picture, and trying to sort out. We are getting some more clarity on this. So we'll run down the results of this past weekend and try to figure out what it's going to take to solidify those four final spots. The segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. In partnership with GoPSURV.com, we're offering a unique RV opportunity. It's the Keystone Sports Network RV. The special RV will get all the benefits of staying at the GoPSURV.com lot, along with some very special extras like a catered barbecue meal from 409 Tailgate Club, along with the famous 409 Tailgate Club gift box. Also included is two bottles of wine with a blue and white wine gift box and a case of Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light beer. All the things you need to eat and drink to be happy. Also some Keystone Sports Network paraphernalia, a polo shirt and a hat. To hear about the KSN RV, you can reach out to Jim directly via email at info@ksnsports.net. You can also use the contact us button on your KSN app. We've talked a lot about Penn State, Wisconsin. We've talked a lot about Penn State, Rutgers. We gave our picks for that game. If you're interested and missed them earlier in the show, check them out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app. We're going to look at the college football playoff and the Big Ten tie-in there. Obviously, Michigan currently sitting in the top four spots with that big matchup looming against Ohio State. Let's start at the top of the rankings, though, Greg. Alabama, second straight shutout in a row against a ranked SEC team. They schooled Joe Moorhead and Mississippi State. 24-0 was the final. Held Mississippi State to six first downs. Second straight shutout, as I mentioned. Tua Tagovailoa, still not 100%, and you can see that. Sat out most of this one. But I think what we learned here, if we didn't know it already, is that Alabama is positioned to win really any style of game. If you want to run up and down the field, they've got the running game. They've got the quarterback to be able to do that. If it's going to be a grinded out slugfest, certainly they've got the defense to do that. They no program in the country recruits and develops these gigantic freaks like Alabama does. Everybody else is trying to chase that model a little bit. So I guess the moral of the story is you didn't come out of this game against Mississippi State feeling any differently about Alabama.
Yeah, no question about it. I think that at this point, Mississippi State is what it is under Joe Moorhead. It will be a good team, I think. But ultimately, Dustin, I mean, it just can't move the football. Nick Fitzgerald cannot throw. They just power QB power over and over and over again. It's not the same offense in practice that Joe Moorhead liked at Penn State, because, you know, he's not able to run it. I mean, Nick Fitzgerald has the mobile part of it. He just certainly does not have the arm part of it, and that's been a big problem. So, yeah, I looking forward here, I think that, you know, Mississippi State has a lot of good things going for it. Bob Stoops has that defense, and it's really, really good. But Alabama's just a freight train. We saw it again, even with Tua a little bit banged up, not 100%. He still was just an absolute truck in this game. And this team, we've talked about it before, there's nobody slowing down this team.
It's hard to imagine, and I think the way that they can win games is scary. Clemson looking really like the true number two team in the country, and probably the biggest threat on paper to Alabama, because they can play that same style of dominating, smothering defense. They did it against Boston College. I didn't know what to make of Boston College coming in, but really any shot that Boston College had of winning that game, College Game Day was there, right?
Correct.
They tried to bill it as a big game, and I think Boston College came in at ranked number 17 in the country. So there was reason to send College Game Day there, but really 27-7, the Clemson defense held Boston College to 9 rushing yards. They knocked quarterback Anthony Brown out of the game early in the first quarter. Not much of a contest at all. And I think what you learned there was that I think Clemson's offense has some playmakers. I think there's a lot to like with Trevor Lawrence. You put them side by side, you like the quarterback advantage for Alabama. You like the running back advantage for Alabama. I think Alabama's got a better defense, but it's comparable to Clemson. This is a, you know, Clemson's the top of that also ran heap, and they did it again with beating Boston College 27-7.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think Boston College, you know, when a lot of people, I think, Dustin, or they want it to be the Boston College that it's been the last couple of years, where it's defense, 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 and more defense. But that's just not who they are anymore. I'm not sure if there's injuries or what's going on there. I haven't kept too close an eye on it, but it looks to me like they just don't have, they just do not have the style necessary to stop a team like Clemson, even though the offense seems to be a little bit better than it's been in the past. So, you know, you got what you got in that contest. You got a, you know, a team that, you know, hung around a little bit, but then Clemson, as soon as it decided to get going, and it took a long time for them to decide to get going, but as soon as they did, they took off and won for fun.
So here's an interesting situation that's coming up in the Big 12, where West Virginia is 8-1. Oklahoma is, what, 9-1, I believe? Oklahoma is 9-1. They play each other late in the year. They play at West Virginia on November 23rd, 8 p.m. game. There, you're going to have, you know, two certainly top 10 teams going at it, barring any kind of surprise coming up this week. My question is, they're going to play each other once. They could play each other twice. And really what's setting up here is if one team doesn't get the better end of both of these matchups, mm-hmm. if that's how it goes, that's how they're formulating the Big 12 title game, then you're probably going to see the Big 12 play itself out. On the other hand, let's just say Oklahoma goes on the road, beats West Virginia once, has to play West Virginia again in the Big 12 title game, and they beat them again. Where does that put Oklahoma in that picture? That'd be two quality wins back-to-back. I don't think it's enough to leapfrog your Michigans or your Georgias if both of those teams take care of business. Certainly if Georgia wins in the SEC title game, that changes the complexion of a lot of things. But as things are now, it's going to be an interesting conversation for the Big 12, and it's bigger than just this season. It goes to the way that they set up their Big 12 championship game and the odds of having to beat the same team twice in order to win the league.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think that's a close one to watch when it comes to Penn State's bowl projections too, because Penn State, at least in one that I saw, ESPN had them playing West Virginia in the Fiesta Bowl, and then 247 Sports had Texas A&M, you know, in a spot where it moves up to to play Penn State in the Citrus Bowl. So, you know, I think that those are games worth watching in this regard. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the Big 12, I'm of the opinion and have been that they're going to play themselves out of it. They always do. It seems like every single year they do. And I wouldn't want a Big 12 team in there, to be honest. They just don't play enough defense. It'd be fun as heck to watch them put points up, but I don't think they'd get enough stops. And at the end of the day, it would just be a blowout more likely than not.
Oklahoma comes off a 48-47 win over Oklahoma State, where Mike Gundy went for two late in that one, didn't get it, ended up losing 48-47. Interesting matchup. So Notre Dame beats Florida State. I think 42-13 was the final. They didn't have Ian Books or Brandon Wimbush, who was a former Penn State commit, had to come back off the bench and lead this game. I don't think there was much in the way of resistance, but he did that. It sets up an interesting game coming up at Yankee Stadium, Notre Dame against Syracuse, who ranked number 12, 13.
Yeah.
This is the last, I think, anyway. You know, I had been predicting all along that Notre Dame was going to lose to somebody. So the issues that they have Syracuse at Yankee Stadium, and they've got to go all the way out to USC, which is struggling badly. So Notre Dame Syracuse sets up to be it's a way for Notre Dame to get bumped out of the college football playoff, and I think that's the way it should be watched. It's also another measuring stick type game for how good and how legitimate Syracuse is, because this is a team that's made a rise here, and I'm curious to see what they're made of against a really good team.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think that looking at – so Notre Dame, if you go back a couple of weeks and we talked about who they could possibly lose to close out the season, I thought maybe USC was one of those teams, but boy, is that USC team absolutely horrible. If you watched any of that game late Saturday night, USC looked like a national title contender in the first half. And then in the second half, it was one of the worst teams in FBS football. And I'm pretty sure that the average of their play is more on the worst team in FBS football side of things. So, yeah, another disappointing season for them. Notre Dame's not tripping up at USC. I don't think they get tripped up by Syracuse either. I do think it'll be a tough contest. I don't think they're going to just walk out of South Bend with a victory, a blowout win. But I think Syracuse does give them some resistance. But Syracuse, I think, and Dino Babers is doing a really nice job up there. And I think they're close, Dustin, to being a really complete football program. I don't think they're there quite yet. And at the end of the day, that will be the thing that gets them more often than not. And I think it gets them this weekend at South Bend. You know, I just think that, again, there's some things they've done really, really well. There's also some things they need to clean up before they are considered among the Big Ten's best.
So, Syracuse, their two losses, 44-37 at Pitt in overtime. They also lost 27-23 on the road at Clemson in a game that they could have won. So their 8-2 is legitimate, and they're scoring a ton of points. This will be an interesting game. I got Syracuse with the upset now. This was not the team that I was predicting and all along was going to pose a big problem for Notre Dame, but it being on a neutral field in a part of the country that Syracuse likes to call its own, in New York City. They want to be New York City's team. They're gonna have a big opportunity.
Yeah,
here.
Right. I did misspeak and said South Bend a minute ago. It's not in South Bend. That's correct.
It's
at
Yankee Stadium.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think that, I will keep my opinion and say that Notre Dame, I don't care where they play. It could play it in your backyard. I don't think they're going to leave wherever they play this game with an upset or an easy win. I don't think they get upset either. I think they grind it out. It has the feel of a 2017, 24-21, at most 27-24 kind of game, especially if Ian Book's not back, which it sounds like he will be.
We're going to have to bet coffee on it. And okay. You know how our coffee bets go.
I still owe you about seven.
Am I unbeaten in coffee bet history?
I believe you are.
All right, I'm going to stay that way. I got Syracuse beating Notre Dame. Interesting finish coming up here. And I think UCF, you have to talk about them real quick. 9-0 after they finished unbeaten. They've won, 22 games in a row. What's it going to take for a Group of Five team to get a playoff bid? I think – so I'll compare them to Boise State real quick. Boise State did not get legitimized until they won. Mm-hmm. Who did they beat in the Orange Bowl? I forget who they
– Oklahoma.
Beat. Oklahoma, yeah. That put them on the radar as the next step to get them into the playoff conversation, if that conversation existed back then.
Right.
That's what it's going to take. UCF has to beat a really good team this year and then maybe next year. Otherwise, I don't – what's the path?
Yeah.
There is no path.
There is no path.
And I wonder, what's the point of even considering them? But I think at some point in time, it's not impossible. It's just not going to be this year.
It's not going to be this year. It's not going to be any year as far as I'm concerned.
So that's why I think you make the case. You got to stretch the playoff to 8 teams or at least 6 teams. Give the Group of Five a chance here. As it is, I agree. No shot for UCF. We'll keep monitoring how they're viewed, though. You can check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. That's it for us for this week. Download the Keystone Sports app, and we'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.